Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what I should.
It is 8:15 in the morning, and we're all just on pins and needles for tonight's Bears-Packers game. It's all Dean can think about as another moron entertainment.
I'm all a Twitter.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm more of a, you know, an Instagram.
Social media humor.
Oh, boy.
And people say we're morons.
So we have a representative of the Bears coming on next hour. Oh. Basically, tonight, it's going to be a complete cluster F to get into the game.
What do you mean?
This is the first
cluster part.
This is the first night they have done paperless ticketing.
Oh, boy.
There's going to be tons of people hanging around outside because they have this NFL experience. There's going to be tons of people who don't have tickets to the game. They're going to be milling about, and they're concerned, and rightfully so, that they're going to be able to get people into the game between the security checks and the first time when you're going to have technical issues with this paperless ticketing.
Yeah, because people are supposed to have it pulled up on their phone.
And they won't.
No, they won't.
Nope. They won't. It's like when you're trying to get to your plane and you're late because you're always late for your plane. And the person in front of you goes, oh, I probably should have had this up, but I was texting Marge.
How do I get this up on my flip phone?
So anyway, if you have tickets for tonight's game and you haven't already left for Soldier Field, it's too late. Don't go.
Oh, my goodness.
No, you should go. You should still go, but you should get there soon.
Are you going?
Am I going to the game? Yeah. Absolutely not.
You're not.
No.
I'm shocked.
Why are you shocked?
I don't know. I just figured you would be there.
It starts after 5 o'clock. I don't do anything after 5 o'clock.
I figured.
He just wants to be invited. He doesn't want to go.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Hallis family to actually invite me.
He's waiting for Virginia McCaskey to call
him up. Right.
But I think they, to alleviate all this congestion tonight, like the tollway, they should have a lane for people who know what they're doing on their phone so you can quickly go through.
That's a good call.
And then I have no idea what I'm doing lane.
Like a fast pass lane.
Yeah kind of like the toll lanes with the coins when people can't find their quarters, you know? Drives you nuts.
I can't go through here. I have no quarters.
I'll just throw pennies in.
You know, there's a toll entrance onto 88 from Butterfield Road, like right at Oak Brook and Downers. And there was a guy in front of me. I got pushed over into the change lane. And, you know, I got an eye pass because you should have an eye pass.
You can whip through there as easily.
But the guy in front of me wanted to put the change in.
Ugh.
And the guy didn't have the exact change, and he kept going for the change. I literally got out of my car with a handful of change.
No.
You did not.
I did. And I went up, and I threw probably $40 in change into the basket. Just said, there you go. Enjoy your day.
Wow.
Because that guy would still be there.
I can't imagine
he would still
Steve
be there looking for change.
Sauntering up to the call to the toll.
It was a firm
I'm
saunter.
Coming.
And by the way, I don't saunter. I mosey.
Did you give him an evil side eye, like a stern?
No. I said, hey, let me help you out, man.
I have a friend who gives side eyes to people that are driving improperly. And I'm like, you know, they can't see you doing that.
But they feel better about doing it?
Yes.
I give side eye all the time.
He's doing it right
it's
now.
It's not appropriate.
He's doing it right now to us.
I do it to school guards. To little old ladies crossing.
All right. So we got a Kevin Hart story. We got a rock story. We got a Meek Mill story. Ryan Reynolds, Taylor Swift. I mean, that's all in the big news today. But of course, today's secret word, Dean, is Sharpie. The word is Sharpie.
Hmm. That's funny because we've been talking about that all morning long here in the office today.
Mm-hmm. And are you using your Sharpie on anything in particular?
I'm not, but all of us this morning have been overwhelmed with the smell of Sharpie and or magic marker.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, what's with who's using? Because the fumes are strong, and we can't figure out where it's coming from.
It's coming from the White House, Dean. It's coming from the White House where the president is doctoring another map this morning.
That would explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, in the world of moron entertainment, I get asked this all the time. They say, Steve, and I say, what? They say, is Dean really a moron, or is it just you? And I'm going to leave you to answer that.
I think we can honestly say both of us have born and raised morons.
Yeah, co-morons.
It's not something you can learn. It's just that you're born with it.
Nope. Moron brothers from a different moron mother.
Nature, not nurture.
No, the nurture they tried. They just couldn't get it done.
Couldn't get it out of us.
Problem. All right, 820. We'll come back with those stories.
You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor. Channel 9720.
That's right, Dean. I will be doing a stand-up comedy show. Oh, sorry, Dean and I were just talking off the air. You probably didn't hear the part where Dean asked me.
I wish that I knew a way to come and see the show. What would be nice is if you would sell tickets to the show so people can also come and enjoy the comedy, not just me sitting there watching.
It's an interesting idea. We hadn't considered it, but since you brought it up, I would do, that's what I would do if I were everybody but you. I would go to the MetropolisArts.com website for the Metropolis Arts Center in beautiful Arlington Heights, MetropolisArts.com.
It's a nice theater.
Yeah, it really is. And you can go to Metropolis Arts Center. Or, I'm sorry, MetropolisArts.com, MetropolisArts.com. Or, Dean, there's a number you can call, 847-577-2121. That's Saturday night, DeCoste, Benker, me. Oh, it's going to be funny.
It's going to be good. Lots of laughs, lots of comedy, and people don't know that when you come to any of Steve's shows, afterwards he stands in the lobby and kisses and warmly hugs everyone that comes to the show.
And some of y'all touch inappropriately. Yeah.
You should not.
Oh, that's, no, I'm sorry, was that out loud?
It's backstage.
Exactly. In addition to that, we've got family in town, and Little Harper, Abigail Grace's friend from New York, Little Harper is 3 years old, and Harper was listening to the show the other day, and we're going to have Harper open. We're going to have her stick around in town.
Did it open the show?
Yeah, she does a lot of why did the chicken cross the road jokes.
Oh, how old is Harper?
She's three and a half. Yeah. So why did the chicken cross? Probably a half hour of why did the chicken cross the road jokes.
That's good. Yep.
Yeah, so that'll be solid. Probably follow that up with my 1 hour of light bulb jokes. So...
Oh boy!
It's going to be solid.
Are you selling it right now?
Cutting edge. Cutting edge.
Can people also cancel ticket purchases at that same address that you just gave?
It's going to be fun. All right. So, Kevin Hart, is he okay?
He is okay. They announced the extent of his injuries. TMZ is reporting that following the pretty bad car crash that he was in on Sunday, he had three fractures on his spine, which is not good, but that's where they did the surgery. So we learned that a 911 tape was released, somebody calling in the accident. Most interestingly, Kevin Hart was supposed to appear on the first episode of Kelly Clarkson's new talk show, and obviously couldn't make it. He's in the hospital. So his friend Dwayne the Rock Johnson cut short his honeymoon in Hawaii. And flies in. He fills in for Kevin Hart as the guest on Kelly Clarkson's first show. It's a pretty nice thing. You cut short your Hawaiian honeymoon to come and help out a buddy.
Doesn't bode well for the marriage. No, it is a good thing. It's a very nice thing. What do you think about this Kelly Clarkson show? Is that going to be a hit?
I don't know. My theory that in time, every single man, woman, and child on Earth will have their own daytime TV talk show. Mm-hmm. I know people love her music. I don't know that everybody has the ability to conduct a talk show.
I love her. I think she's so fun.
It's not easy.
She's going to do a musical thing at the beginning of the talk show, she said. I think a song.
Yeah, until she decides that dancing is not what she wants to do, Ellen. Because here's the thing. Dean's 1,000% right. There are a lot of folks who are delightfully charming who, when they have to do it 5 days a week for an hour a day, suddenly find out it's a little more involved than they thought it was.
Right. I mean, look at the road of failed daytime TV talk shows. The list goes on and on and on. Probably most recently, who didn't think that Steve Harvey would be successful at this? And he was, I guess, for a couple of years. And then I don't know what happened. The gas ran out of the vehicle. There was nobody that was more conversational, more glib, more funny than Steve Harvey. There were all kinds of other problems that took place. But just because you're a talented singer, it doesn't mean you can sit down and have a compelling conversation with someone.
Or that you'll be able to tolerate it.
Yeah. Not everybody can do what Steve and I do.
No. I mean, this is artwork at its highest.
Just give anyone talk shows.
No.
Or full segments on 1,000-watt radio stations like this.
You think somewhere there's some Nexstar executives right now going, how do we get out of that contract?
What do they do every day for a half an hour?
All right, so Dave was just telling us how excited he is about Meek Mill playing the NFL Experience tonight before the Bears-Packers game. You have a Meek Mill story?
I believe we have. We did not have a Meek Mill story. Is that what it says on the list?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be a big old typo on my part because that should...
Do you have a Mills Brothers story? Well, I'm trying to figure out where this is going.
That would have been a story about Miller, Mac Miller.
Oh, Mac Miller.
Mac Miller, who was the hip-hop artist who died... of an overdose a year ago.
Right, right, right. Pretty, just like Meek Mill.
Pretty different from Meek Mill being part of the NFL Experience tonight. Federal prosecutors have charged a guy in connection with his death. A guy who is alleged to have supplied Miller with counterfeit oxycodone pills that included fentanyl, cocaine, and Xanax. So...
That's it's a whole lot of bad.
That is not part of the NFL experience.
And nor should it be.
At Soldier Field tonight.
Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds and his lovely wife, Blake Lively, have done something very nice.
Can we say this is show business's fun couple for 2019?
They are just a fun old couple. Yeah. I'm not sure I even want to put them in. I hate to dirty them by putting them in the showbiz category because they're both super nice people, individual. They could not be a cuter couple.
Seem delightful.
They are expecting their third child together right now.
Leave her alone, right?
But this is the news story that yesterday they announced they're donating $1 million to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund and another $1 million to an organization based here in Chicago called the Young Center for Immigrant Children's Rights. They're 22nd and South Michigan Avenue, and they said they just want to foster more compassion and empathy in the world.
That's very nice.
I don't need to donate $2 million to anybody. How nice is that?
I love following them on Instagram because he's so funny.
Hilarious.
Like, he was like wishing her a happy anniversary, a wedding anniversary, and he posted photos of her, a series of photos where all of her eyes were closed.
Right.
Like hilarious.
Eyes closed, no makeup. He's a lovely husband. Both of them could not be nicer people. I'm not a bit surprised that they're being charitable. You know, a lot of people's like, oh, why don't the celebrities be quiet and keep their opinions to themselves? They're the first ones to step up when money are needed.
That's exactly right.
In catastrophes, donating millions and millions and millions of dollars.
One more. As you know, my regular weekly meeting of the Taylor Swift fan club, the Swifties, I run the Western Suburban chapter.
Yep.
And we have a tree fort that we climb up into, and that's where the meeting is.
Sing songs.
Sing songs, yeah.
Do each other's hair.
Yeah, right now we're working on the lyrics and a special arrangement of You Need to Calm Down. Was that what it is? You Need to Calm Down? I think that's from them.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, there was a thief at Taylor Swift's house.
Somebody broke it. Taylor Swift's house in Rhode Island gets broken into all the time. I'm going to say she needs to up the security there a little bit. But
maybe get one of those Ring doorbells.
Yeah, maybe something like that. So you ring the bell and Taylor goes, well, how can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
And she's somewhere across the country, but really it seems like she's in the house.
Yep.
She wasn't home the other day. This guy breaks into her house, but here's the deal with this. You got to give credit to a thief who is polite. He breaks into the house, but before he comes into the house, he takes his shoes off and leaves them at the door. And he walks around the house just in his bare feet so he doesn't get the house dirty.
Oh, that's nice.
I think that's very nice.
Very nice.
That be a lesson to you potential thieves out there. Even though you're going to rip off the house for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You don't have to make a mess.
There's no need to make a dirty footprint mess when you come in the house.
And people say this segment's not educational. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
That's Dean.